British Minister for Faith and Communities, Baroness Varsi, says Pope Francis's humbleness and simplicity resonates with people, especially during the current global financial crisis. The Baroness was part of the official British government delegation that attended the Pope's inauguration mass and spoke afterwards to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges about her impressions.
Well, today was such a moving ceremony, and the sun was glorious, the atmosphere was great, and yet even though there were thousands of people in St. Peter's Square, it felt so personal and so intimate. And what I think for me was fascinating, because I'm not Christian, I think, was to see so many people of so many different faiths at the inauguration.
Pope Francis has only been Pope for less than a week, but already he's made a mark for himself. He's set out his own distinctive style, his simplicity, his humbleness. Has this resonated also in Britain?
I think it has, and I think at a time when there are so many difficulties across the world, and specifically here in Europe, we're feeling the fallout from the economic crisis and the financial crash. I think lots of people in their lives are looking at what is it that fundamentally underpins their lives, and this concept of humility and simplicity and going back to values, I think, resonates with people's lives right now.
How would you describe the British government's relations with the Holy See?
I would say that the relationship is probably the strongest it's been in a very, very long time. The papal visit that we had 2.5 years ago, followed by the largest ministerial delegation ever to the Holy See last year, which I led with 7 ministers and cabinet ministers, where we discussed a whole range of issues, everything from development through to culture, I think shows that we have a depth and a breadth of relationship, which of course, the Catholic Church in the United Kingdom has been a huge part of.
And what do you see as the greatest challenges facing Pope Francis?
I think in a world that is constantly changing, for me, what will be an important part of what I will be looking for is creating and reaching out and creating that better understanding and relationships between faiths as well as within faiths.
And do you think, from what you've seen of Pope Francis so far, he's got the qualities that could help him to achieve this?
I think so. And if you look at the attendance today at the inauguration, there's clearly a huge amount of interest from around the world, from people of all faiths in the new Pope. And I'm confident that this will form the basis of some very strong relationships, but also some very important discussions that need to be had as well.